Welcome to 30 and Counting. This is a microcast following my life from age 30 and beyond through technology, writing, to entering parenthood. So I haven't recorded a podcast on 30 and Counting in a while, and one reason is because I've been juggling a variety of projects. Obviously, I enjoy doing things on my website. I'm part of the IndieWeb, and so I've been doing a lot of updates to my website. It was slow and running into a bunch of issues because of how my static site generation had been going, so I shifted it to dynamic and everything. So that took up a lot of time, and I've been doing a lot of updates in the month of November to add new features to my website, since it's easier with it being a dynamically generated website now, as well as the fact that a couple episodes ago I announced a new podcast that I'm doing called My URL Is, where I interview different people in the IndieWeb about their URL, their website, and how they feel about the IndieWeb community, thoughts and feelings and things like that. So I've only published two episodes, but I have a catalog of people that I've been interviewing throughout the last month or two that I just need to sit down and have the time to edit and get out. So I just finished editing episode 3 and probably be pushing that out this next week. So that's exciting. And also, since I last had an episode of 30 and Counting Out, I started a new podcast with my friend Jonathan from California. He also is in the IndieWeb, and we're both two fathers who enjoy tech and enjoy our family. And so we decided to start a podcast together called Two Dads Talking. We have the first episode that's just aired, and we'll probably be recording the second one here before too long and be publishing that sometime in December, I would imagine. So lots of different projects going on, not to mention the Thanksgiving holidays and a four-month-year-old son who is very quickly growing and becoming more aware and a bit more of a handful than just a sleeping infant. So that has been fun. I just wanted to kind of give an update on some of that stuff. If you are into the IndieWeb and you haven't checked out the My URL Is podcast yet, I encourage you to check that out. If you've already listened to the two episodes that are out, then stay tuned. There's more episodes coming, some really fun different episodes with various people, and I'm continuing to record with people. So that is exciting. If you are not into tech as much, but you definitely are into family and various discussions like that, check out the Two Dads Talking. We do talk about tech because we like tech, but it's not a tech podcast. It's everything in our lives podcast. So you can check out that first episode. The second episode will be featuring the new theme song we had done, which is really fun and catchy. So you definitely want to subscribe and tune in to that. Finally, just some of the fun things I've done on my website recently. I added a new articles archive that I feel like gives a nice summary. You can actually see my articles all the way back to 2008, which is pretty awesome. It was before this domain existed, but I've imported some articles from Facebook and some various blogs I've had throughout the years. So that's pretty fun. You can see how I've increased over time. And you can see all the posts in November, because every time I've added a new feature to my website, I've done a new post. So there are a handful of those. I had some fun. I have been wanting to do more stuff about, you know, code and programming on my website. So I made it so if I display code on my website for like a tutorial or something like that, it actually has nice code highlighting, which was awesome. We had our first snow in November, and so I added a weather effect so that my website knows my current location and the weather at my current location every, like, say, 20 minutes. So if it starts snowing, then it will pop up, and there will actually be snow falling on my homepage, which is super fun. And I started something called the new WWW Year 2019, which is basically between, you know, sometime in November, and I started November 15th, and the end of 2018, the first day of 2019, what goals you want to kind of complete on your personal website. So I went ahead and did that. I've gotten done with almost all of it. I actually created a nickname cache that my website can know. Basically, it's like a friends list off of Facebook, but stored within my website. So my website knows the people with whom I have connections and relationships with, and kind of will allow for ease development for being able to like mention people or tag people without having to like know their URL or something like that. So that's pretty awesome. I added the ability to have a post audience, which for now just adds like the name of the audience above the post. So that's obvious that it's not like really meant for everyone. It's kind of contextual. But I also have long-term plans for that. When I add private posts, that will actually control who can even see the post. So that's pretty exciting. I haven't touched the private stuff yet, just the kind of public hinting that this is contextually relevant to, like, say, my university classes. Besides that, I have been working on getting web mentions display on my website. I got it finished, then it had some bugs, but I'm excited about the new way I have them displaying. I just have to finish fixing a couple bugs there. That was the big thing I was going to do. It's all locally stored on my website rather than off-site. I used to have it be stored by a different service, and I would just periodically pull it down to display it. But now it's actually going to be have all of the web mentions I receive be saved alongside of the posts themselves, so that if anything ever happened, I would actually have that data backed up. So yeah, that's pretty much it. The final thing I have that is not really complete is I want to add a subscribe page that basically helps people choose what they want to subscribe to on my website. Aaron Parecki has a great subscribe page on his website, so I kind of want to copy that, maybe make some alterations for myself. But yeah, it's pretty cool. And I wrote as a bonus that I want to figure out how to shift my reading from Goodreads to tracking my book reading on my own website. It's tough. I want to leave Goodreads, but I also don't know exactly how much I'll be able to, because one thing I've been thinking about is I have a Kindle, and that's where I read pretty much all of my books. And I like to be able to highlight in my Kindle books, and I believe that highlighting now syncs over to Goodreads. So I'm actually wondering, in the indie web, there's something called Pezos and Posse. Posse is you post on your website first, and then you can send it out to other places, but the original place is your own website. Pezos is basically you post in other places, like say Goodreads, and then you are able to either manually or through an API grab that information and pull it onto your website. So it starts somewhere else and it ends on your website. Most everything I do the Posse, my website outwards, but I'm thinking for my books and Goodreads, I may do it the opposite. I may post to there and pull it in, because if I was able to do that, I could actually potentially import my highlights and notes from my Kindle, which I think would be pretty cool. So I keep going back and forth on whether I actually want to get rid of Goodreads or not. In the last year and a half, I have not been reading very much, which definitely I want to get this stuff on my website because I go through spurts where I read a lot. But the lack of reading has definitely hindered my drive to get that finished. So I don't know. I keep thinking about it and trying to figure it out, and we'll see what happens with that. But thank you for listening. I've got a lot of different projects going on, and I think since I'm almost done with my new WWW year goals, one thing I want to do in December is, instead of necessarily working on my website as much as I've been, I've laid a lot of foundational stuff for my website. I'd like to actually start implementing some of that stuff in Indigenous for iOS so that that experience can be smoother for me and others. And it kind of allows me to do the other side of some of the things I've been doing with the nickname cache, the audience, kind of try to streamline follows and follow posts. So we'll see how all that works out. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.
This has been 30 and Counting. You can find new episodes at 30andcounting.me. The theme music has been by Aaron Parecki in his 100 Days of Music project. You can check that out at aaronparecki.com. You can find more information from me at my website, eddiehinkle.com. Thanks for joining me, and have a great day.